It dawned on me that maybe perhaps we should ask the homeless what we could do to help them. It's wonderful when 100 people are in a room all sharing ideas and it sounds great, but maybe none of our ideas were the appropriate things to be doing.
Lynn Kirchner first got involved with helping homeless people 4 years ago when she started Carbondale Homeless Assistance. She says it didn't take long to learn about the needs of the homeless community.
It was overwhelming. What came back was they needed hygiene. They wanted to be able to take a shower, get cleaned up, because many of them were trying to get jobs or hold jobs and needed to take care of themselves. And not being able to shower or comb their hair or brush their teeth was a real problem.
Lynn says one of the first things that Carbondale Homeless Assistance did was to buy passes from the Carbondale Rec Center that could be used for showers. Since that time, the group has provided 528 showers and 15 full-time passes to the rec center. Another primary need of the homeless? Information.
So we compiled a front and back 8.5 by 11 page that's called Resource, and it's printed in both Spanish and English. What it lists are the crisis hotlines. It lists where to go for food, community meals, health-related issues, housing issues, miscellaneous pet care, and shelter issues. Talked about camping. A lot of these people were camping, and they didn't understand that there's regulations to camping, that you're limited on how many nights you can
Lynn
spend.
says that education is one of the most important aspects of addressing the homeless situation. This means that in addition to providing information to those who are homeless, anyone affected by the homeless population need to be educated as well. One example is the difference between homeless who actually live in the area versus transients who just travel through.
When you look at who our local community homeless are, they've been here a long time. Some of these people have been in our community for 15 years or greater. Some of them have lived here their entire lives, and the circumstances where they lost a job, they're in what we call domestic transition, can't afford to be out on their own, but let's say, family broke up or family's ill or something's happened, they are now suddenly without a home.
The full scope of the homeless situation in the Roaring Fork Valley isn't just about those currently without a home. Lynn Kirchner says there's another very important category to consider.
There's a growing contingency of another category of people in our valley, and that's the almost homeless.
To put it simply, being almost homeless means living paycheck to paycheck. According to a CareerBuilder study from 2017, almost 80% of workers in the United States fall under that category. Lynn explains how this reality can quickly lead to a homeless or near homeless situation.
So, what do you do when you suddenly need a new set of tires? All of a sudden, you now have a $500 or $700 expense that you weren't thinking about or weren't planning on. Or, God forbid, someone gets ill or the car breaks down. All of a sudden, that family is put in jeopardy by saying, okay, I need the car to get to work, but I've got rent due in 3 days. What am I going to do? You start making decisions financially on what's most important to pay. And so by reaching out and educating people about the situation, we're hoping to get people to understand what we're all involved in. So it's about the homeless, and what we're trying to do is to help the homeless, but we're also trying to keep people from becoming homeless.
In the last 4 years, Carbondale Homeless Assistance has provided 36 nights to hotels to get people off the street, over 500 showers and 15 rec center memberships, as well as free monthly meals open to the community. In addition, five people have transitioned from being homeless to having gainful employment and a place to live. But Lynn says helping the homeless can sometimes be emotionally challenging, and not everyone wants help.
We've lost four people, unfortunately. Hawk, Scotty, Wes, and Tommy. These people all had names. They were human beings. We got to know them on our once a month meal, helping them out over the years. Unfortunately, they passed away. We have four guys that choose to live outdoors. That if you were to go to them today and say, hey, dude, I've got a place for you to go live, they'd say, thank you very much. Ask someone else. I am very happy where I'm living and what I'm doing.
Last month, Lynn Kirchner asked the Carbondale Town Trustees to allocate $1,500 of the town's 2020 budget to help pay for rec center memberships. Trustees agreed to spend the money, and the town's budget will be finalized on December 12th. Anyone can contribute to the work being done by Carbondale Homeless Assistance by giving donations or getting involved.
We have orchestrated with the help of Faith Lutheran Church. They host us once a month, the third Saturday at their facility, and we put on a community lunch. Anyone is invited to come. And now we have a lot of families and a lot of people, a lot of groups, book clubs, and different offices will go help on that Saturday with the meal. And so by getting people more involved and by educating people, it's really become a community event. It's not just what we're doing, it's what the community is doing to help these people.
You can find the public Facebook group to get involved or learn more by searching Carbondale Homeless Assistance. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.